This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I gotta go, Rick. Rick. Jeez. Nathan, are we on the air? Okay. Well, Nathan is trying to get in touch with Rick Miller, and it seems that there's some fires out in the west. Oh, okay. Hey, Rick, are you there?
I think so. Am I here?
Hey, yeah. You sound great. You sound crystal clear. I was just telling...
I have no dial tone. I have no dial tone on my telephone. I don't... And yet I have internet.
Mm-hmm. I was telling our class that where you are, and well, between us and you... We're in Missouri, you're in Grants Pass, Oregon, that there's some fires that have caused some outages, and it looks like
it's
wreaking havoc. Well, that's what I've been led to believe. Yeah.
Well, so I'm going to tell you that if why would my phone be out when, and my internet is not right now, in terms of, they come in on the same line. I'm with...
So you have CenturyLink DSL?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they have some DSL filters, and you put the filters on your phone, the jacks that have your phone connected, and the DSL doesn't. So that could be part of the problem, that you've got a filter that's blown or a wiring issue.
They're saying that to me. Why does it happen just like... It's too coincidental. That's what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can talk about that off the air, but one of the things I wanted to talk about with you on the air was kind of interesting. You know, you and I have been talking about the trees dying. The trees are dying in your side of the country, on the West Coast. They're dying right here in Missouri, and we've been talking about this for years. Well, it made the news, and I find this quite... Well, disturbing and interesting. There's a story on the Daily Mail, and it says, here's the headline, "Historic oak tree named after novelist Agatha Christie has collapsed in record-breaking summer heat wave." So this particular oak tree, was, I guess, a famous oak tree in England, has just, from disease, it's just fallen over overnight. And you can see that the tree was diseased, but you can also see that the bark was just falling off this tree. And it's probably a couple hundred-year-old oak tree. Well,
yeah.
That's the same thing that we've been seeing here on our farm, and not just our farm. It's not local to the Fennelli farm. It's all around our neck of the woods in Missouri where we have these oak trees. And so some sides of the tree have the bark missing, and other sides don't. But then, you know, if you look at the tree in the summer, it looks like well, there are leaves all over it. So we've got a tree that's dying, but it does have leaves. They are sparse, and then the tree falls over. That's a tall tree. This is probably...
There is another unfortunate possibility, and that might be that the sun is now going into a solar minimum, and the amount of UVBs, the ultraviolet radiation, is now so strong from the sun not absorbing it that it's hitting the earth. It is causing the earth to absorb neutrinos, gamma rays, and other kinds of things that is having an effect on everything, including our attitudes, our mental state of grace. You know, have you noticed everyone is more anxious, more edgy. I'm not sure how to express it. Even this morning when I woke up apprehensive. And I, you know, why? I slept okay. Something else is going on. And I can't put my finger on it.
Well, we've been talking about this for several years now.
Yeah, I know.
And we see it at the farm. And here's the, for those who are new to the class, here are the observations that I've made. When we first moved to Missouri in 2005, we thought, okay, half of the farm is woods, half of the farm is open land, meaning grass, you know, for grazing cows and for the hay crop, okay, for raising hay and for grazing. Well, we thought, gosh, I don't know, is that enough? Is that enough woods? Is 120 acres enough woods to have tree limbs fall down to just gather them to heat our farmhouse in the wintertime? Is it enough? Well, we'd go into the woods and we'd drag out limbs with the tractor, pull them out, cut them up, and you know we were always looking for wood. Now there's so much wood falling down that it's too much wood. It's just, it's everywhere. And tree limbs are falling down, they're falling on the fence line, they're taking down the fence. So it's a constant battle to keep the fencing up and in shape because the trees are dying. The limbs are falling off, the trees are falling over. And these aren't little trees. These are trees that are 100 years old, 75 years old. And they look just like what I saw in this post from England, dailymail.co.uk, about this Agatha Christie tree. So we have, it's easy for us to measure that it's more trees are dying than before because we have more wood falling down. It's easy to see that. Now, exactly how much, I'm not sure, but it's a lot more, a lot more. And then we add to that the grass that's not growing. We've gotten 25%, as I've mentioned, and ad infinitum, of the hay crop that we normally would have had. Well, a gal came over yesterday, and she was in the delivery business, part-time, I guess, and they have about a 600-acre farm. They raise cows, and it's a dairy farm. And she said that they've had about half of the hay crop, and they are in trouble because they cannot feed their herd of dairy cows. Talked to another farmer who's also in the delivery business, and you know, we get packages here at the farm. And this other gal said that they're going to sell all their cows because they buy their hay and they can't afford the higher prices for hay to feed their cows because it's a losing proposition. And we're looking at if we ever get the transmission rebuilt on our Dodge 3/4-ton truck, we're going to be going to market too and selling probably half to 3/4 of our herd, because the grass isn't growing. I'm doing something that's absolutely ridiculous. Literally, I've got a sprinkler running overnight to try to keep some grass alive, to keep some calves alive. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Since when do we have to do that? Well, we do right now. And we're not the only ones who are trying to be creative. Now we're looking at, we have a pond that we have some water in, no fish in it, and we're going to use that, what's left of that water, to irrigate a field to keep the grass growing, or to start the grass growing again, because it's nothing but crunchy now. It's all brown. It's all dead. And just to keep it so that we can use that grass to feed the cows, so we can maybe keep a few more of our cows, because we're going to be selling the golden goose. That's what's going on right here, right now. And I don't think we're the only ones experiencing this. Your thoughts, Rick?
I think that we're having all kinds of radiation from Fukushima, chemtrails, and now solar winds that are hitting the Earth and are affecting everything around us, including our food chain. And I think that by the end of summer, it's going to become apparent for everybody how just serious this is. And when I say serious,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're in a classic drought situation. And when I say drought, not water, but something else, like hard radiation from the sun is having something to affect all the ponderosa. The oak tree, we have sudden oak death in Oregon. We have bark beetle in Oregon. We have learned how to take care of the bark beetle by logging the tree so that the beetle does not look for other habitats except the dead tree that's maybe laying on the ground. If it's up in the air, there is a high likelihood it'll spread to other trees. We discovered that in the 1800s, and why, when you have a dead tree, you drop it. But right now, there are four dead trees on the property that I'm renting. What do I do with the owner? Do I tell the owner that I think we should drop these trees? What I've been doing is selectively dropping one tree every couple of 4 or 5 months so that it doesn't spread seriously or fall on the house.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture from England. And there is a garbage truck. Now, a garbage truck is, you know, a pretty heavy truck. This thing has two axles in the back. It's got eight wheels in the back, two in the front. It's got a mechanism to lift up these green, heavy metal garbage bins dump into this garbage truck. And it's got the hydraulics to compact. So it's about half the size of a city bus. Okay. So this thing is on the road, and the rear tires, all eight of them, are buried in the pavement. So this thing must have stopped, and the wheels sunk into the pavement because the pavement was so soft and pliable that the truck is now stuck in the pavement. And, how do you get that out? Do you bring another heavier truck and pick this one up and sink that one? Or do you wait till it's cool? Or do you hose it off, hose off the road that's black? What do you do? That's what's going on in England.
You use a come along and change.
Yeah, but you got to find a spot that's not as soft and sticky as where it's stuck. So that's another problem. And it's they're not alone. They're not alone. We'll talk more about infrastructure collapsing and failing when we come back. And wind. Where's the wind?
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Website, DOC. RAM.com. Doc as in doctor, RAM, Richard Allen Miller. DocRam.com. So, Rick, I took out the non-contact thermometer and I aimed it at our roof in the afternoon on the western facing side, 158 degrees. It's really hot. I'm kind of surprised that the shingles are still on the roof. So I aimed it at the side of the house. And we have a stone house, class. And the side of the house facing the sun in the afternoon was 113 degrees. I'm talking about our siding was 113 degrees. It's a massive amount of siding. It's probably... We bought 220 tons of stone. That excludes the mortar. So there's easily 100 tons of siding on our house, meaning stone and mortar, easily. And so it's a lot of mass. 113 degrees, the stone was. It's unbelievable. And I think we're stretching the limits that the building materials of yesteryear, which is what we used, shingles, those kinds of things, I think we're stretching the limits as to how hot they can take it, you know, before failing. And we're noticing some other things, Rick. We're noticing that tires that were okay on our tractor have blown. People have had, instructors we know, have had blowouts while they're traveling with decent tires on the car. We've had tire failures. You know, we have, we're known in this area, or we're starting to be known in this area as the go-to guys for light truck and car problems. So when people have problems, they just show up here at the farm and ask us to help them with their automotive troubles. And we're seeing more tire failures than we've ever seen before. Ours, theirs, hydraulic problems, leaks. It's just unbelievable. And I'm just wondering, are you seeing that on the West Coast in Oregon as well?
I haven't even noticed the tires. What I'm watching is the way people are driving. That part is very noticeable to me. There is such a distinct change in the behavior and way people are driving. Yesterday I was coming home from the post office in my 280Z, and I was in going downtown, parked cars, and then there's three lanes going downtown plus parked cars on either side. And this truck, big, huge truck, came all the way over from the left, came over two lanes to cut me off and drive my sports car into a parked car. And I hit the brake and then hit the gas and slipped around him so quickly because it was my 280Z. And fortunately, there was a policeman in another lane who saw the whole event, and I saw him pull that guy over. I hope he gets a ticket. I came close to losing my Z yesterday. Tried to explain that to my girlfriend. Everybody's getting sort of what's going on, but it's worse than my verbal description right now. Why? Well,
okay,
you
well,
know, everybody's like
the same
me.
Thing here.
What's that?
See? We've seen the same thing here.
Yeah,
same
behavior.
Happening right
yeah,
here.
they're either in la-la land where they're not paying attention to anyone around them and what's going on behind them or onto their each side, or they're me first. And, you know, like when you're trying to merge into a lane and every other car allows that and everybody waves thank you and all of that. And then there's the individual, no, you're not going to get in front of me. And,
right.
And,
right.
That,
and
that,
we're finding
and
people.
That place, you know, everybody, normally people will try to cooperate. They're not interested in, you know, measuring who's got the bigger chest or dick. It's more like what's going on around you, you know, and you're trying to get along with everybody so it all flows smoothly. But that has changed. I don't know why.
What we're finding here is people, you know, in that merging, people will pass on the right. Passing on the right. You don't pass on the right. You pass on the left in the United States.
Well, yeah,
and then we're finding, you know, really pushy drivers in big trucks. It's me first. And I've been saying this for a couple of years now, that it's getting worse every day. We'll be right back.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning says he wants to have a good relationship with Russia and its President Vladimir Putin, but he tweets this morning, quote, the fake news media wants so badly to see a major confrontation with Russia, even one that could lead to war. That follows an interview he gives CBS that airs last night, in which he says he does believe the current U.S. intelligence community's conclusions concerning Russian meddling in 2016's election, but he says he doesn't believe former U.S. intelligence officials who have since left office.
I certainly don't have confidence in past people. You look at what's happened. Take a look at all of the shenanigans that have gone on. Very hard to have confidence in that group.
207,000 Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, down 8,000 from the week before. Analysts expected a rise. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I want to thank those who have called in. We've got Mark in Illinois, George in Mississippi, and David in Illinois. Mark, you're up first. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning. I just wanted a couple minutes to explain this. In ancient times, in ancient Israel and Britannica, there was a school called the School of Prophets. and they taught ancient astrology. And what I'm saying...
Is somebody on? I'm not hearing anything on the radio.
Yes, yes. Mark in Illinois is on with us. He's joined with us. Okay. Mark, please start over. Rick was unable to hear you, but now he can.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. In ancient times in Israel and in Britannica, there was a school called the School of the Prophets where they taught ancient astrology. And I just wanted a couple minutes to try to explain this, but comets travel in pairs. We have one comet that's between the Earth and the Sun. We have another one that's coming on the backside of the Sun. And the what is these words in Egyptian language called Pi Metiki On. And then there's another word called Regulus, and there's another word called Zosma. And Zosma is like a shining force of a brightness in the heavens. Well, these events that are happening, I believe, are from these two comets. And I'm not sure how comets travel, but I believe that they travel in pairs. And what I'm seeing is that in ancient times, during the time of Israel, when they were at the Mount Sinai, these two comets were here. These two same comets were here, and they were here during the time of the Exodus with Moses when they crossed the Red Sea. So this these comets are here. The other thing too that I see in the scriptures in Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. Is on August 20th of 1953, the Russians detonated the first hydrogen bomb. And they said, they made it very clear that they, when they attack America, that they would use this weapon, of their preferred weapon of the hydrogen bomb, not an atomic bomb. And back then, we have to remember that they were only harnessing 1% of the nuclear fission in 1953. So now they've had the chance to escalate that to 85% of the nuclear fission in a hydrogen bomb. Same with the atomic bomb.
So we're talking biblical. We're talking about a biblical thing that's about to be happening, or what are you suggesting?
Yeah, we're talking about a perfect storm where we not only have comets affecting the Earth and going to flip the Earth with, as far as the going to bring it, the Earth is going to dance. We're going to have major earthquakes, 10.9, 12-point earthquakes worldwide. And
That will cause geographic changes. Right now, FEMA went through Grants Pass 2 years ago and talked about the big one. That's what they call the 8.4 that would be off Crescent City that dropped the Pacific Rim. Now, that's a Navy projection. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but that's what FEMA was talking about 2 years ago when they went through warning people here. So I don't know what it all means. I can tell you that... the heat from the sun is different. That I can't be in the sunlight longer than 10 minutes before my skin starts to feel different. I remember being able to be out in the sun for several hours and get a nice little tan. Today, I could enjoy cancer. You know, it's like the radiation from the sun.
8 hours a day, but I mean, even 10 hours a day, I can't do it no more. But the thing is that this perfect storm is, it's not only at the same time we have these, events that are happening, in our solar system, but we also have Russia and China attacking us, attacking the North American continent and using, nuclear warheads, hydrogen bombs. So this is all the perfect storm. This is all coming together. It's all was prophesied in the ancient times in the School of the Prophets in ancient Israel and in Britannica to prepare for these things. And these things were prophesied 3,500 years ago, and it's happening right now.
I understand what you're suggesting, and I would I would suggest that, like, for example, when I was working for the military, one of the things they had me do was vet predictor that I've lost his name. He was right there. The new guy that has been predicting things like Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce did a bunch of predictions back, you know, whenever. And a lot of his stuff is actually been vetted now as valid. Now, it's all based on interpretation, of course. One of the things he stated, and I my gut doesn't mean I'm right. My gut says, you know, he said that who saves America was the bear. And while I don't care much for Putin as a criminal, I have to say something about this whole thing. I'm optimistic on the talks that Trump had with him. I sense that while he is a major criminal, he's not our enemy. China, of course, is about trade wars and money and a society that's way larger than ours, now wanting laundromats. I mean, you know, having a washer and dryer in every home. Now, in other words, I'm watching America become weak from within. We used to call it trade deficit. Today, it's much more than that. There's no trust in anything. We don't trust ourselves.
Gog, if you look up the words Gog, and sorry to interrupt you, but if you look up the words Gog and Magog, you'll find out that they stand for Russia and China. And these are prophesied, these two nations. You know, China's existed since the beginning of time. But Russia came into, you know, effect just, you know, within the recent hundreds of years. But these two nations are prophesied in the Word of God. Mongolia, Prince of Mongolia and Prince of Moscow.
Yeah, the concern I have right now is when I open up my normal local newspaper, how they are extremely democratic about things, i.e. they're always taking the spin against Trump. Now, I don't know. I'm not politically astute. I'm a nerd more. And I know what I believe in inside myself. And I try to be true to that. And I can tell you that in Putin, for example, has done more for Russia than any of their leaders in their entire history. Now, he's not a good man or a bad man, he's KGB, you know, so there, where that goes. However, he has also done more for his country than any of their leaders in any recorded history. And I mean going way back. And so with that said, and his relationship they affect their elections of America, I don't think we'll ever know. I can tell you that
I go to the Word of God, and this is not just in the book of Ezekiel, this is in the book of Jeremiah, this is in many of the books, this is in the New Testament, but you have to be able to read the language in the ancient Hebrew, which is Qumri. But the thing is that you can see that this is something that was taught in the ancient times in the school of the prophets, and it was taught in the modern times in ancient Britannica. During the time of Christ, they had a school called the School of the Prophets there, too. And they taught about these things, these prophecies, and about all these things that we're experiencing right now upon the earth. And this would be the resurrection of the saints of God that's going to happen here soon, and the marriage supper of the Lamb, and the second coming of Christ.
Mark, well, I know, and I don't know what it all means at this point. I don't. You know, I'm open and receptive, but I don't know what it all means. I can tell you what I do know. When I watched Clinton on media in Afghanistan, when she said, quote, "We came, we saw, and we conquered," I realized, oh, man, are we lucky that somehow the election sides went sideways and the unexpected happened where Trump was elected. Trump may not be a very good president. I don't think any president that we've had in recent history, except possibly Harry Truman, actually was trying to do the right thing. Goes back to the Dulles brothers and who knows what. But right now, at this moment, I would rather have not Republicans. I watched this one guy in Ohio, was it, that quit because of Trump and his faux pas, supposedly, of what he was saying about Russia being our friend. And then later there was a correction by his a spokesperson. She came on. And then I watch my local newspapers and how they're spinning things one way or another, and to the point where I don't really know what's going on. What I do know is I don't know. What I do know is none of what we're being told is true.
Rick, I want to thank Mark in Illinois for...
I appreciate him. Yeah, that comment.
We've got George in Mississippi and then David in Illinois. George, welcome.
Morning.
You want to talk about the grid?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Rick, Rick, I wanted to ask you, I've been wanting to call in for a couple of months. When you've been talking about the with the grid down situation and the nuclear reactors that they were... they needed those backup generators to keep them going. What would prevent them from using the reactor and the generators they have to keep the cooling systems going right there contained in the reactor itself?
Well, those coolants are run by electricity. You're talking about, you know, running themselves where they use the electricity from the radiation to run the coolant system.
Correct.
If we have a shift in fault lines, that system is going to be broken like it was in Fukushima where they can't cool it. Because it's either underwater, it's been compromised structurally, or something of that nature. That's the concern I have, is that with an event that might cause structural damage, that's what I'm concerned.
And here's another point. The grid is believed to be more reliable because you don't take the grid up and down, the grid stays running, whereas nuclear reactors you may have to take down. So that could be the reason why the grid is used for the cooling system of the nuclear reactor. And when we come back, David in Illinois, you're up. George, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Ram's with us. George in Mississippi is still with us. And Dave in Illinois, you're up next. George in Mississippi, excellent question. When I was younger, I was thinking, you know, why do these tractor trailers that drive diesel fuel, why do they have fuel tanks on the side? Why don't they use their, you know, the fuel that's in the great big tractor trailer? Okay. Well, I guess the reason is for cleanliness and making sure that the purity of the fuel is good and they don't get stranded. And I kind of think that it's kind of a similar thing. They wanted to make sure the grid was stable. The grid was believed to be more stable than probably the nuclear reactor, so they wanted to cool with the grid. What else would you like to share with us? And thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I was wondering if you could take my number and give me a call back sometime. I need to ask you a question about one of your sponsors.
Okay, so you're talking about me. Nathan, would you please take George's number off the air, and I'll call you back. If you want, what you could do is you can send me an email, instructor@usapreparedness.com. instructor@usapreparedness.com. Leave your telephone number, of course your name, and I'll call you.
Okay, I'll do that.
You want to do it that way? Okay, so Nathan, you don't have to do that. George is going to send me an email. And class, that applies to all of you. If you'd like to contact me, if you need to get in touch with one of your instructors, just send an email to instructor@usapreparers.com. It ends up in the studio at usapreparers.com, which is really the farmhouse in Missouri, our farm. And I check the email multiple times per day. And that's probably the best way to get in touch with me. And if you need for me to call you, I'll be glad to do that. And I do that. I'm delighted to do that. Anything else you'd like to share with us, George?
That's it. Thanks. Have a good one.
Hey, great. Thank you so much. Okay, David in Illinois, you're on with Doc Ram, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, and thank you for holding for so long.
I'm a little nervous, so, but
me too.
You were talking
me
about what's all in the air. My dad was in a he was stationed on security for a air base, outside of Las Vegas, and they had these fire pits, these big, huge fire pits. And they would pour this chemical that was in 55-gallon drums, and they would burn that stuff. And those security guards, they had to stand there and watch the pits. They didn't even give them protective equipment or nothing. You know, and he said it would get you real sick. And the stuff, whatever they were pouring in there, they said the stuff burnt for weeks. You know.
Okay, so is your question, why did they do this? What do they do?
No, you were talking about what's all in the air and things like that.
Yeah.
I would just let you know that's what they were doing there. You know, I mean, just think of all that stuff going in the air, and it got people so sick, and they didn't even, you know, all that stuff's floating in the air. You know?
Yeah, David, I've got a couple comments. I'm sure Rick does as well. Back in the 1980s, the mid-1980s, I started talking about this. This week, I mentioned that I was a real estate investor, and this all ties with exactly what you're saying. So when I bought properties, apartment buildings, single family houses, townhouses, that kind of thing, and I would interview for tenants, I would say, so tell me about yourself. You know, what do you do? What do you like to do? What are your hobbies? And I tried to get to know the potential tenant. And I was talking to this one guy, and he said he worked for DuPont. I said, okay. So what do you do? He said, well, you know, I work for this particular division, and I'd never heard of it. And I said, okay, can you tell me about it? And he said, well, you know, I work the night shift. And I'm thinking, what in the heck is the night shift? What do they do at DuPont during the night shift? And he said, well, you know, I work in the incinerators. I said, so why at night? He goes, well, we burn stuff. We burn stuff at night while people are sleeping that we don't want them to know about. We burn stuff at night that we don't want people to know about. So that's dangerous, dangerous, stinky, smelly stuff that they burn at night because people are sleeping and they are less likely to smell it. If you hold on a little longer, we can go through the top of the hour news and commercials. And I'd like to continue this. This is one of the topics I want to talk about as well. I'm sure Rick does as well. We'll be back. Doc Ram, David in Illinois, and me. This is USA Prepares.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.